Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
You're in the back seat with Simon and Michael here on Joy 94.9. And on the phone, I have got someone from a group of boys who have come a long way since Australia's Got Talent in 2010, from being heartbreakers and breakdancers to record breakers. It's John from Joy Favourite Justice Crew. Hello, John.
Hey, how you going?
I'm fantastic. Now, there's some big news, huge news that we've been hearing the last week or so.
Yeah.
You've become some record breakers with your latest single.
I know, it's so crazy. Who thought that we could even be possible of doing this sort of stuff? Now we're making Australian music history. We're part of the books.
You are. You've equaled. You've had an 8-week run at number one, which is the same number of weeks as Gautier, A Savage Garden, and even a classic from 1983 from Tatius.
Yep.
What's it been like over this last week to have all this attention on you?
It's unreal. I don't know. I can't even describe it. Yeah, I'm speechless. I'm just like gobsmacked that we're even here for 8 weeks. Who would have thought it would just been 1 or 2 weeks at number one, let alone it's been up there for the last 8 weeks since it's been out. So we're just excited and we just want to take this worldwide now. So,
well, the last one you had, you went to the US with Boom Boom.
Yeah.
What do you think, you know, in comparison to Boom Boom, how do you think this one would go, for example, in the US or the UK or in other markets like that?
Yeah, I think this song is a lot different. It's a different step for us, and it's a mature and it shows growth for the group, especially. It's a lot more vocal, and the meaning behind the song is very powerful. Boom Boom was a good party anthem. It worked here, didn't so much work overseas. But I think that could be the part of the reason that the song is so similar to a lot of music that's already out there, and it sort of might have been drowned out. But I think K-Swell will really stand out with the sound. It's got that Celtic sound, and it's the message, and a really catchy hook. So I think if we do it right, it'll do really well.
It is a bit of a different sound, actually, because when the song first came out, you know, a couple of months ago, a friend of mine was listening to the song and said, "Oh, that's K-Swell. That's from Justice Crew." And she was like, "What is this the new sort of sound that we'll be hearing from Justice Crew?"
Hopefully, we'll keep stepping in this sort of direction. We've been sent a lot of music from different writers and producers with similar sort of sound, so it's opened windows and doors for us and opportunities. So we really like it. People seem to really like it. And if we can throw in a bit of our own flavour with a bit of dancing, but not so much, but just with more powerful messages and things like that, how I think we'll do pretty good.
I think so. Although I'm thinking this, the last two, look, at the moment, your competition is Coldplay at the moment to stop you from, you know, staying at number one. And they've just had he's just done his film clip on the streets of Sydney. And then you've had the last number one we had for this time length was Gautier. Have you thought of for the next video to do some body painting on the streets of Sydney?
No, we haven't thought about that yet, but it's definitely an option.
Also, I have a funny feeling you'd have more fans afterwards, I think, perhaps.
Yeah, I guess so.
You can start your artistic talents now. You've got enough time. You should be right.
We've got enough tattoos on our body anyway. That's
true. But you know, you have to paint yourself to fade into the background. So you'd have to stay still for a while and find a nice brick wall or something.
Yeah, I know. We can do it as a group and scare people when they walk past or something. I don't know.
Now there's an excellent idea for a music video.
We come out, bust out of the wall, and start busting a move, and then disappear into the wall.
I'm seeing Michael Jackson-esque type mini film there.
Yeah. There's a lot of options and ideas of what we can sort of do, especially the things we can do, tricks and flips and dancing and just stand there and sing like K-Swell, but options are endless.
Oh, look, I know you'd come with something. Speaking of interesting things, one question I do want to ask, and I know this hasn't really been shared enough of late. Look, we just had a big hoo-ha about Jess Malboy at Eurovision, right? And Justice Crew was touring with her as as part of the support for Chris Brown a little while ago.
Yep.
But you guys also represented Australia at the TV Song Festival that's organised by the Asian Broadcasting Union. And yep. I don't think you had enough Australian support. And what was it like doing the ABU Song Festival compared to anything else?
It was really cool. It was different for us because we're again, like on a global television, on a global status, especially a lot of Asian countries are watching it. There were so many people watching that, and being able to be there and represent Australia was pretty awesome. It was one of our first experiences representing Australia outside of the country.
You did a good job. Unfortunately, there's no winner in that one, so you know you're only winners to us.
Well, we won all the girls' hearts and everyone's hearts.
Oh, well, that's all you need, really, isn't it? Once you've got the girls, you're done.
That's right.
So, I know it's, you know, you're still celebrating the success of K-Sara, but, you know, when should we be thinking about possibly the next big hit from Justice Crew?
As soon as possible. As soon as it drops out of the number one position, we're going to go straight to another song. No, I'm kidding. We're working on one right now in the moment. We'll hopefully have it out in the next month or two.
Well, looking forward to hearing it, and hopefully we'll be playing it first here on Joy.
For sure.
Oh, look. Of course, you come on in. When you release a new single, make sure you come on into our show. Ignore Chris and Cam. They've had enough of you. and come visit us on a Monday.
For sure. We'll come in.
John, thank you very much for having a chat with us. We might actually play the song right now. Could you intro it for us?
Awesome. Hey, guys. This is John from Justice Crew, and this is our new single, K-Sara.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.